Just one more question. I think that you say that from your perspective, from non-physical, you're in a state of pure positive energy and bliss, and yet you say that we're leading-edge creators. There's something extraordinary about this experience and you're being able to live this experience through us that's even beyond the state that you live in, which is constant, pure, positive connection and bliss.
Well,
and
what's hard to understand about we're in a good place and more good place is even gooder. In other words, more, 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 more. You have to understand, we have the ability to see everything that you see. We're not blind to the things that you call negative emotion. We just look at them in ways that don't allow our energy to dip. In other words, when you're in a problem, we are elated at the solution that is coming forth. And we know that if it were not for the problem, the expansion of the solution could not exist. So the difference between the human perspective that is sometimes not feeling so good and the non-physical perspective, which is always feeling wonderful, is that we have more faith and trust in the laws and more understanding that things always turn out right. And a broader view, it's always easier from broader view to find things that feel good than from specific view. We say it's like you decide to go on a trip, so you get on an airplane and you go to France and you get out in Paris and you take your taxi to the hotel, and when the cab driver opens the door, you step into an overflowing sewer and you say, "So this is Paris." And we say, "Well, from your very narrow view, you're getting a very different take on it than someone who sees it from broader perspective and has had a broader taste of it, you see." And so that's the advantage that non-physical has. We know the benefit of everything that you live, and we can see everything at once. You have the disadvantage of getting your news through the news channels who go around the world looking for problems, amplify them, exaggerate them, distort them, and put dramatic music behind it, and then funnel it into your living rooms in a hugely distorted proportion to what's really... Do you know if they would show you your bad news in proportion to what's really happening on the planet, it would go zzz across your screen. You'd say, "What's that?" "Something bad must have happened somewhere," you'd say. "Zzz." That'd be it. It'd be a flicker. You probably wouldn't even hear it. A little blip across your screen. You say, "What was that?" That was the sum total of all of the bad news that happened everywhere on this planet today in relationship with the well-being that abounds. So often you sit in the chair and you thank us, and we want to say, "No, thank you." Mm-hmm. In other words, that is the vantage point that your leading edge experience takes us on that ride, that eternal ride of, "Oh, that's interesting, that's fascinating, how magnificent, how beautiful, what a different way of looking at it, how wonderful is this." New textures, new tastes in a vibrational sense, you see.
Yeah. So we're a good movie for you.
You are the summoning point of the life that is us. So let's get this into context. So we are life, we are source, we are energy, we are love. You are born into your body, and you are all of that. But you're living in nitty-gritty that is more specific than that which we are living. So you explore contrast, which causes you to uniquely ask for something that we, from our more general vantage point, could not ask for. Our advantage to you is that we always stay in that which you would call pure positive energy. Your advantage to us is that you ask questions that from our more general place we do not ask. So you ask the question, and in the moment that you ask the question, that which is us becomes part of that solution. In other words, it's like you talk about this eternal flame, or you talk about the perpetual motion. It's sort of like that, in that non-physical exists, projects part of itself into physical. Physical explores, projects a desire that then summons into itself. So law of attraction is the engine behind all of this. So a part of you projects yourself into the physical human experience where you ask for things that the non-physical part of you becomes. You see how the cycle continues? There have been so many religions and so many masters that have found so many words in an attempt to help you to understand all of this, because somehow your intellectual mind is not satisfied with the words, good is good. In other words, the beasts get that and the babies get that, but man wants to intellectualize himself into something that is more significant. And so we are willing to give you endless words to justify your existence, but we would rather that you just decide that you are worthy of feeling good, and that when you think that, it doesn't feel so good, and when you think that, it feels better, and when you think that, it feels really good. And so you just train yourself into better and better thinking thoughts. Contrast causes you out here on the leading edge in your physical body to give birth to a rocket of desire that has never been before unto all of the universe. Really, it is not. It is uniquely yours. So that rocket of desire is born. So that's part of it. But now that rocket of desire is born, the part of you that is source immediately begins to ride that rocket. And so now that you've given birth to something that all of the heavens, all of the resources, all of the energy of the universe becomes one with. And so now that current is really being drawn through you, you see. And now as you bring yourself into alignment, you become one with the energy. And now you are as happy about that expansion that you have provided for all of us as we are, you see.
Thank you, Rachel.
Yes, indeed.
I've loved sitting here with you.